Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been chosen to become the special master and represent both sides in the Department of Justice President Trump documents dispute. Countless mourners waited for hours Thursday in a line that stretched almost 5 miles across London for a chance to spend a few minutes filing past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin. The Biden administration for 2 years has ignored the invasion of illegal immigrants flooding the U.S.-Mexico border. Millions of people have entered the United States under Biden's watch, and lawmakers in Washington, D.C. don't really seem to care. That was until a plane load of these people entering the United States illegally ended up in Martha's Vineyard, New York City, and Chicago, Illinois. They're being sent by border state governors to allow lawmakers to share the burden of such an invasion. Well, it worked. Just about every talking head has an opinion now. Florida Democrat Bill Keating on mainstream media's CNN.
Well, he was using taxpayer money for chartered jets and reportedly his own video photographer to capture this for his own political benefit, taking advantage of women and children, men, who didn't know where they were going.
Americans and illegal immigrants continue to die from the unsecure border, the surge of drugs into our country, and immigrants drowning attempting to cross the raging Rio Grande River has many leaders looking the other way. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells President Biden to do his job.
Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his job and secure the border.
The Chiefs beat the Chargers 27-24 in the first all-streaming Thursday night football game on Amazon's Prime Video last night. A stunning image of Comet Leonard breakup wins top astronomy photography prize of 2022 at the National Maritime Museum in Greenwich, UK. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As the war in Europe rages on, Ukrainian authorities have found a mass grave site in the Kharkiv region. President Zelensky announced that on Thursday. Ukrainian and international officials say Russian forces have left behind mass graves in their war with their neighbor before. Ukraine's defense ministry says the burial site contains 440 unmarked graves and it was found near Izium, Ukraine. In another display of a corporation eating up its competition, Adobe Incorporated will buy collaboration software company Figma for about $20 billion. It's the biggest deal in its history to acquire a small but fast-growing rival that the tech giant hopes can access a broader group of customers. Russia and China have become besties as they meet this week.
Ties between Russia and China are apparently growing stronger after a face-to-face meeting between the two leaders of the countries in Uzbekistan on Thursday during a summit. Speaking on Fox News, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn shares his thoughts about the optics surrounding the two leaders.
Well, it proves the adage that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and this is a marriage of convenience between the People's Republic of China and Russia. Obviously, Russia is a regional power. China a rising power, but they're both autocrats?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We got Paul Ace with us. Yes, Paul Ace from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family. He's an author, you know. He's written several books. His two previous books, God on the Streets of Gotham and Burning Bush 2.0. I love that. How Pop Culture Replaced the Prophet. And his latest, Beauty in the Browns. This is a very vulnerable and personal book. This is about Paul personally and also his son. And it's walking with Christ in the darkness of depression. Yes, Christians can be depressed. And it is earth-shattering, to say the least. And Paul can tell you firsthand the journey that he and his son have gone through. And he talks about it in this book, Beauty in the Browns. Paul, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, this topic is so important because the fact of the matter is there are many Christians that struggle with their faith who deal with depression, and I hear them. I mean, at times I run into them and they'll say, Bill, I don't understand. Here it is. I've accepted Christ. And, you know, what is it? You know, what is it that I'm holding on to that takes me into this dark and depressive experience? And it is consuming me. And I'm frustrated because as a Christian, I believe it should be different. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's really one of the biggest challenges that Christians who deal with depression really, really have to grapple with. You know, obviously depression is a really terrible mental illness for anybody. It can be incredibly debilitating. It can sap, you know, obviously all the enjoyment that you have in life. It can be just sort of drained out of you through depression. But when you're a Christian, there's sort of a different layer of difficulty that goes with that, right? Because I think as Christians, we have been given the good news. We have been given the opportunity to see how the story ends. Mm-hmm. We know that God is in control. We know that Jesus loves us. We know all of this. And yet, when you deal with depression, you don't feel it. You don't feel that love and that embrace of God that I think so many other Christians do. And sometimes it can make things even worse in some ways because you're pulled down into a place where you feel like you shouldn't be. To make matters worse, I think that a lot of times within the Christian community, and I think it's getting better about this, but oftentimes when people who don't understand depression, when they look at someone who's depressed, who is Christian, they think that there is something wrong with them. There's something wrong with their faith. They're not doing faith right.
Mm-hmm. They must have sin. They must have sin in their life somewhere.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Right? That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So you have these elements where all of a sudden depression is an incredibly isolating disease.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It encourages you to sort of pull into yourself. And when you have some of your best friends, the people who you are used to doing life with, pull away from you because they feel like there's something wrong, there's unconfessed sin, you're just not doing faith right, then that can be doubly, triply, quadruply isolating. And it can be very, very sad.
And that's what makes you, that's what adds to the vulnerability is isolation, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I sort of describe depression as is it feels like you're locked in your own prison, right? Mm. You feel like you're locked in this dungeon where perhaps there's no window outside. If there is a window, it's so far off the ground that you can't even see it. You feel like you're locked within yourself. It can be incredibly isolating, and I think that when you're dealing with depression, I know that this was my case, you pull away from people. You pull away from the people who could help, the people who love you, the people that you could rely on for help to get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. It tells you that you are unloved, that you are unworthy, and it pushes you into this shadowy hole where not only can you not get out of it, but sometimes you feel like you aren't worthy to get out of it. And that's the most damaging, the worst thing about depression really is you feel like you just don't have what it takes. You are not this beautiful creation of God. You are this worthless piece of scum that deserves to be where you are. That's what depression does to you.
Yeah, your self-talk gets purely negative, and of course, let's throw Satan into the mix as well, throwing out those fiery darts. You abandon those things that could protect you, like the shield of faith, to blunt those fiery darts, and you're just, like I said, you're just totally vulnerable. Is what I hear over and over again, Paul. When you found yourself going, is depression kind of a cycle? It's something you go into and then you come out of after a certain period of time?
You know, it's really variable, quite honestly. Mine has been somewhat cyclical, but it has been somewhat chronic. There are some people who deal with depression for a period of their time, maybe a few weeks, a few months, and then they never, ever experience it again. For other people, it is something that they have to deal with their entire life. It still can go in cycles, where you have this deep seated depression, where everything truly does look black. Then you can have milder forms of depression where you just feel like the taste of life is gone, the color of life is gone. You feel like you're not able to experience life the way some of your friends do. In my book, I sort of compared it to when I was a kid growing up. You know, we didn't have cable, we didn't have streaming, none of that. We just had lived in a tiny community, and we had three stations, and we got those in through rabbit ears. And for anybody who's of that generation, you know, it can be very difficult to get sometimes the TV signal. It's just filled with static. And sometimes you can see the picture, but it's still sort of fuzzy. It's sort of hazy. You still hear that hiss. And then sometimes it doesn't come in at all. And that has been my experience with depression. You can have this sense of static that you're not able to see life the way it is because of something that's going on in your brain. And sometimes the picture can look pretty clear. And other times, it just goes away completely.
So when you go through, like you say, this runs the whole spectrum of how people go in and out of depression. Some, as you say, it's more of a chronic experience. I mean, it goes the whole gamut here. But for you, were there triggering events that would occur that would trigger your depression? Or just suddenly you'd wake up and all of a sudden, your world is gray and cloudy.
there often are triggering events, and that was definitely the case in my life. You know, I think the very first period of depression, I did feel, you know, that I will. When you talk about depression, there are so many different triggers. And so when we talk about...
Okay, I'll tell you what, Paul. We're coming to a break. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. We've got more from Paul Acey after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent, just folks. We like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Paul Acey is with us from FocusOnTheFamiliesPluggedIn.com. He's the author now of three books. The one that we're talking about now is Beauty and the Browns, Walking with Christ in the Darkness of Depression. We do want to note that this month is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and we're grateful for Paul to be vulnerable and transparent in telling his story to encourage others, especially at a time, Paul, as you know, teen suicide especially is up dramatically. We see suicide around our culture today. It is so pervasive. I just hope to God it doesn't become so common that we're inured from it, that we're not affected, and we do not grieve with those families who are left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that when you're looking at the pressures, the stresses that teens are under today, there's no wonder that teen depression, teen anxiety, and even teen suicide have really been at record numbers right now. And a lot of that, there's a lot of different factors in that. There's the social media pressures. There's just pressure from the culture itself. And it can be very, very dangerous, I think, for teens sometimes, especially if they have a leaning toward this area.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and like you said, there's lots coming out. You know, coming out at and attacking our kids in terms of this information age. I mean, we've got gender dysphoria going on. I mean, just the normal, when you and I were growing up and going to school and, you know, peer pressure and, you know, ambitions and, just the journey of life sometimes can be tough because we don't understand everything, but yet we think it, especially in our teen years, that we're so wise and so smart, right? And then we're shocked to find out differently, and that can be, you know, that can be depressing, and especially in this very, you know, social media centric world in which we live in, that, you know, as you say, everything's unicorn and beautiful and everybody's making money and they're going on the best vacations because we see it all on Facebook, what all they're going through. And we're stuck at home with our rabbit ears, only watching a couple of cable channels.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I mean, when you're talking about teens and depression, social media is a huge conduit. Study after study after study shows that people who spend a lot of time, especially teens who spend a lot of time on social media, they feel worse about themselves because they're always comparing themselves to what they see online, even if what they see online is something of a fabrication. You know, you have a lot of people who are making themselves look better than they are just for their social media presence. But kids, teens, they look at that and they say, why am I not like that? Why am I not that pretty? Why do I not have those friends? Why do I not go on those fantastic vacations? And so this can lead to this sense of worthlessness, these self-worth issues that we see again and again.
Well, and this is the challenge you have when you don't, you know, you forget where your identity comes from. And your identity comes from Almighty God, the one who created you. And if you abandon that and now you assume the identity as placed upon you by your culture and by your peers, heaven help you. You know, then at that point you really are vulnerable, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've talked a little bit. You know, Christians are not immune to depression, but a lot of studies also show that faith can be a huge help within depression. It can keep people from falling into depression. It can help people climb out of depression, and that is because just of what you say. Where do you place your identity? Where do you place your faith, your hope? When you have a faith that you're able to look towards something outward, when you have that sense that you are loved, that you are a beautiful creation, that can really help bring people a little sense of clarity about who they are and where they are in the grand scheme of things.
Exactly.
Always much more dangerous when you're talking about getting your identity from the culture.
What helped me a lot, Paul, to be very honest with you, was accepting that we are all uniquely created and that God is just so magnificent. I mean, here he is. I mean, all you do is you look out the window and you see the trees bugs flying around, birds flying overhead, the sky, the clouds. I mean, it brings you to your knees to worship Almighty God who created all that, and He created you and me. And, you know, and when you think on those things and that you are uniquely designed, you know, you're not the new Beyonce. You're not the new Michael Jordan, you know. You're not the latest Joe Biden. I'm sorry. There's only one. Maybe, thank God. But still, that aside, I'm sorry. I digress. But you know what I mean, okay? We are uniquely created, and to appreciate that we have an almighty God that has the capacity within himself to create, you know, we got 320 million people just in America alone, all uniquely created. They weren't, you know, stamped out of some sort of mold. God said, well, you know, I'm a little tired. I'm not going to worry. So, hey, just make a mold, Peter, for me, okay? Just make a mold, and we're just going to spit out Paul Essays all around, okay? You know, that'll be good enough. You know, so for me, when I captured the idea that we were, you know, and I was uniquely created, wow, that was quite liberating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And to just riff off that a little bit, we talked a little bit about that idea of faith, and that sort of goes right hand in hand with what you're talking about. When you look around the world and you see the creation of God, another thing that often can be a huge help for people who are struggling with depression can be getting out and exercising. It can really do a lot of physiological things. You know, I think that it can get the good chemicals in your brain circulating. It can really push you in a better direction. But walking outside, getting outside into the sunshine to see the great creation of our Almighty, to be able to see all the lovely things that He has created, to see the world around you, sometimes even just getting out and seeing the need around you, it can make you think, I have, not only am I beautifully created, but I can make a difference in this world. I can impact this world for the better. And that can be a huge catalyst for people who are suffering through self-worth issues to look around the world and say, I can be the hands of feeding God.
You know, and when God talks about the sacrifice of praise, that's the sacrifice of praise. When you don't feel like it, you go out and you just let God's creation comfort and put its arms around you. And next thing you know, you're praising God. And that really, it hearkens into the Father. And endears you all the more, because that's what it looks for. You know, is those times when we don't feel like it, but, you know, we muster whatever we can to offer up that sacrifice. And though the devil might say, oh, yeah, big sacrifice here, you kind of flipped a little sacrifice like a $2 tip to God Almighty. Yeah, it's a big lie. You know, you're doing, God knows your heart and knows what you're doing. And you'd be surprised how that can have some positive effects for you. Paul, we got about a minute and a half left here. Let me ask you, first of all, you know, people see beauty in the Browns. What does that signify? The title.
So the title is actually taken back from a story that when I was a kid, my dad took us to the Alamosa, Colorado, which is one of the driest, coldest places in the United States. Right in the middle of fall, our family grew up there. So it was November. It was cold. Everything was dead. All the trees and bushes were just looking horrible. And we took this walk, and I said to myself, this is really, really ugly. My dad, who's an artist, turned to me and said, man, look at this. Isn't this beautiful? He could see the textures, the variations in the colors of all this landscape that to me looked dead and worthless. He could find the beauty there. And I think that as we're dealing with depression, sometimes that's what we're asked to do.
Exactly.
We don't necessarily feel the passion that some people do. Everything is not green and lush and beautiful all the time.
Well said, Paul Essay. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the Plugged In, the Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Family, author of Beauty in the Browns, that will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Paul, God bless. Thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been chosen to become the special master and decide whether any documents are off limits in any legal proceedings against President Trump. The FBI has shown bias in the past towards Trump, necessitating an independent observer. Germany is taking control of 3 Russian-owned oil refineries in their country to ensure energy security before an embargo on oil from Russia takes effect January 1st. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacity and employs about 12,000 people. Countless mourners waited for hours Thursday in a line that stretched almost 5 miles long in London for a chance to spend a few minutes filing past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin while she lays in state. The Chiefs beat the Chargers 27-24 in the first all-streaming Thursday night football game. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Unless this has crossed your orbit, you may not be asking this question, but it's one that more and more people are asking, and that is whether or not the SEC should be defunded. In recent months, the Securities and Exchange Commission has finally proposed amendments to rules and reporting forms regarding how investment funds utilize the ESG label. Now, the SEC is right to be worried, but they're late to the game, says Dr. Robert Wright and Dr. Janice Trafflett, who join us now. Doctors, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Glad to be on.
Okay. Dr. Trafflett, let's start with you first. Explain to our audience this ESG label and what the SEC is trying to do with this.
Well, first of all, so thinking about just the ESG label and it being something that investors have found to be very attractive, and yet with sustainable and ethical investing, there's just a question about does the label mean what it says, and or investors deluded into thinking that they're putting their values with where their investing dollars are, or is this something that is kind of like greenwashing where they think they're buying into something and find out later that their money wasn't going where they thought that it was.
Exactly. And Dr. Wright, I mean, that it's like Janice was just saying, it's not like it's never happened before, right? I mean, we've been given the good housekeeping seal of approval, so to speak, and this is just another one of those seals. And you wonder, okay, if you have the ESG label, who's going to monitor and regulate the label to make sure that you're following, you know, the rules that deserve you to, you know, and have this label, right?
Yeah, well, the actual good housekeeping seal of approval is actually good because that's a private organization. The SEC is a government agency, a federal bureaucracy that was created by FDR's folks during the New Deal, and it was supposed to protect small investors, and it hasn't done so, and it's not really capable of doing so, but it is capable of causing mass financial carnage like it did by helping the subprime mortgage bubble to get so large in the early part of this millennium. And you might recall that in 2008 there was a global financial crisis. It's not, it can't entirely be laid at the doorstep of the SEC, but it was definitely one of the federal agencies involved that made that mess happen and be so large and nasty for so many people.
Janice, is the SEC something that we should have today?
Well, I think everything bears consideration of thinking about what was the original purpose of it? Is it still being followed today? And is the SEC as an institution really looking out after shareholders the way it was envisioned? And then is it capable of being reformed? But just thinking about just the ESG label, I teach at Bucknell, the Freeman College of Management, and I had students last semester do a project where, the students gave at the beginning of the class, some funds and trying to decide which one were with the name taken off of it and which ones were labeled with the ESG and not. And it was almost impossible for the class to tell the difference between what was in the funds that were labeled ESG and what wasn't. And yet there's this thought that an ESG fund and having that label you know, means a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Robert, we're saying ESG label. I want our audience to understand what ESG stands for. Can you break it down quickly?
Environment, social justice, and governance. Not political governance, but the governance of corporations, how they make decisions internally, especially between stockholders and management.
So, environmental, social, and corporate governance.
Now, does that have anything to do with profitability?
Studies show no.
Yeah. And yet people think yes.
Yeah. Well, and I can understand the argument. I mean, if you're siloed and ideologically fixed, you think, oh, of course. But there's no evidence. I mean, there's not any empirical evidence, Janice, that you could point to and say, oh, every a company that has the ESG label is doing so much better, right?
Well, there have been some studies that I think that Wharton did a study a while back and NYU about that corporate sustainability initiatives do seem, at least at first glance, to drive better financial performance. But then the question is, okay, well, which you know, what was the sample and all of those questions. And so you have other studies that have found different results. That doesn't matter. And or that it could be adverse. And so, but then the question is, again, is there any difference in what an ESG fund has in its portfolio than a non-ESG labeled fund?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Robert, you and Janice have written the book Fearless, Wilma Sauce and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. Give us a rundown on that, if you would.
Well, yeah, Wilma Sauce was really a pioneer in corporate activism. She was derided as a gadfly, as something that pesters, you know, the top brass. But she did great things for individual investors by going to corporate annual meetings and pointing out the flaws in the thinking of CEOs and boards. She pushed the notion that putting qualified female directors on the board would not tank corporations, and she was absolutely correct about that. She fought hard for secret ballots in corporate elections, because what's the sense of having an election if the ballots aren't secret, especially when many of the stockholders are employees, and hence, you know, are worried about their jobs or their promotions and
exactly.
whatnot if they don't vote along with management. So she did it with a lot of flair. There was a movie made about her, called Solid Gold Cadillac. And she also formed a financial literacy nonprofit because America's government schools have never done a very good job at teaching Americans the investment basics, which we could have done, you know, during the New Deal instead of implementing Social Security. But that wouldn't have given the government as much power over our wealth. As the more heavy-handed redistributional approach that it took.
Exactly. Janice, what do you got to add to?
Well, I would say that this Wilma Soss, who's the subject of our book, Fearless, was very much a watchdog for little investors. But yet we've seen time and time again, as Wilma did, that even when there is governmental agencies that are designed to protect the investor or the consumer, that often you need to have somebody watching the watchdogs and stuff. So
right.
Wilma Soss filled in that role, and we need the same type of people today to be making sure that we aren't under the illusion of protection and the illusion that there's someone looking out after small investors and small consumers when that might not be the case.
Well,
we need 10,000 Wilma Sauces instead of one SEC.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is quite, quite the eye opener, your book here, because it's going to get people to realize, you know, what's going on. I mean, what we have found in our country too often, especially in this modern era, that money and power go hand in hand, and it's not necessarily in the best interest of the common man and woman, is it?
Yeah, exactly. And the SEC has had a history for decades of missing some of the biggest scandals and not being on top of things that other whistleblowers had to draw to the SEC's attention. And so there's a long history of the SEC in many cases falling down on their job or over-regulating in other respects.
Exactly. Robert, is it a matter because the government's just too big and we're expecting too much from the bureaucracy?
Oh, absolutely. We need to move back to a situation where the American people aren't infantilized via government schools. They need to learn how to think for themselves, think independently, know how to do their own research, and then we won't fall prey to things like ESG or the stuff that the CDC did to us for a couple of years.
Well, Dr. Robert Wright, Janice Trappola, thank you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And back with us is the infamous one and only Lee Greenwood. Lee, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you today.
Well, the last time we talked, of course, we were talking about your iconic song since the early 80s has been blessing the heck out of Americans and patriots that are still proud to be an American. And every time I talk with you, I cannot thank you enough for the blessing that this song has imbued in all of us. Thank you, Lee, for that song.
No, you're welcome, and it's been a privilege for me to have done something for my country. And of course, it stands as an anthem for all Americans and as a legacy for my family as well, because we will all live and breathe patriotism.
Did you think, Lee, when you first started coming up with this idea, I'm proud to be an American, that it would become, in a sense, the second national anthem for our country?
No, that never crossed my mind. I think if you look back at the discography that we had, the album You've Got a Good Look Coming was our fourth album for MCA, and it was an extra cut. It was a cut that I didn't intend on releasing as a single, and I don't think if Universal MCA had not made the call, no one would ever have heard the song. It was just going to be an album cut. But I think once they released it for radio and radio released it for public, it's always the public that makes the hit and makes the call. And proudly, when I began singing it on stage, people would stand up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this has never happened before in any of the music I've ever recorded. So it really hit a chord, and then it turned my career in a different direction, oddly enough, from just being a country artist to being more of representing the United States military and arousing patriotism with American citizens.
Exactly. And the way it crossed all barriers, I mean, of course, back in the 80s, some idea of party affiliation, that sort of thing. But you really gave,
gave notice to the idea that above all else, above being a Republican or Democrat, we're Americans, Lee.
Yeah, I don't want this mixed ever into partisan politics. I know that I have my own personal views and who I support, but I don't use my stage as podium ever to talk about that. And I represent all Americans. And if I look back on my personal life, I didn't serve in the military, but my father did. He joined the Navy right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941. And so we have a history of military service in my family, and his father as well. So I proudly tell you that when we do our tours, our USO tours specifically, it's a cross-section of people. I mean, people from all walks of life and all races and all religions. And maybe that's why it became so popular with the military, particularly about the one line in the song that I wrote called "I Won't Forget the Men Who Died," because we owe our freedom to those who have sacrificed.
Amen. Exactly. And Lee, of course, now this next chapter of your life, who would have thought it would include God Bless the USA, King James Version of the Bible?
I can't tell you how proud I am that my branding team and the publisher came to the table and agreed to what I really wanted to do, and that is have a Bible, as you mentioned, is the King James Version, with documents from our American founding fathers, which included, of course, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, even the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Constitution. So, and they're readable versions. So if you have this Bible in your hand, you have the beginning of mankind and you have the beginning of our country in one book. And that makes me proud that we've released it. We've sold thousands and thousands now. And for people who would want to have this document, this beautiful leather-bound Bible in their hand, you can get it with GodBlessTheUSABible.com or LeeGreenwood.com, where we will make it available to you through a link.
Right. Well, Lee, and as you say, you know, it's an added blessing that you include these founding documents, because it does remind us of the empirical, inarguable evidence, and that is that, you know, we are a faith-believing country because God answered the prayer of the pilgrims to give the pilgrims a country where they could worship him freely. And God says, hey, you know what? I can go for that deal. The deal's on. And he blessed America. And for 246 years, our prayer this year is that his blessings would continue. And though there's been a movement away from God, I believe just like realizing that gravity still exists, more and more people, Lee Greenwood, are realizing that God still exists. And that when you violate gravity, there is pain to be realized. And when you violate God, there's pain to be realized. And also we're reminded in his word that if we do right, won't it go good for us? And I think that the question stands clearly before us today, and it's up to us to choose rightly, isn't it?
I can only hope and pray that that's it, what it will take place. We have no way of looking to the future, and of course, the way we measure time is nothing like the way God measures time. And if Jesus Christ was to come to earth today, we were talking about this yesterday, would we recognize him? Would he be in a robe? Would he be bearded? Would he be black or white or yellow or red? And so we always have to recognize that many things come to us through faith. However, if you question faith, it's a time to turn to the Bible and read the stories of the Bible and those people who found faith when it was such a dark world.
Well, you know, and as you say, Lee, you know, our faith and Almighty God can handle the questions, can't he?
Absolutely. If you have a question about Christianity, it's good to talk about it to people who maybe are more learned about religion and about our past. As you look at the entire world, of course, I still think that when we say that there's not a lot of people who believe in God, I think maybe people move away because their personal life seems to be infected by the things that we cherish on this earth. And we need to have things that are more ethereal, more supernatural, which is only God can present.
Amen. Yeah, because, you know, you find as you live life, Lee, as you have and I have and so many others, is that you experience the harsh reality that the things of the world you know, dissipate in the presence of Almighty God. You know, at one time we struggled and we chased and pursued them, and then we realized, you know, like the old song, you know, is that all there is, right?
Yeah, I know that there's more, and many times we may not find out until we pass on to God's heaven, and I certainly hope that will be true for me and my family. But in the meantime, all I can do is hope that this country still stands for freedom, it stands for faith, and those who may need that sanctuary will come here to the United States and find it.
Well, in the Bible, and of course, the one that you're blessing us with and making available, God bless the USA Bible, it says clearly, I mean, there is a prescription there, you know, for a time such as this. And for a while there, it seemed like the pastors were reciting it quite readily, and then maybe they got tired of repeating it, but it's still applicable. And that is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will answer their prayers and heal their land. I mean, God's prescription is clearly put out in the Bible that, again, you are making available to us.
And more than one that will gather in his name, he will be there.
Yes.
I mean by that, we have a circle of people who pray every day. And even when it's interesting, you know, Bill, with our cell phones, we can contact and stay in contact with those who are prayer team warriors. And it's a great way for me to keep in contact when I'm traveling all around the country. And, of course, I'm going out west for the first time in about 10 years where I'm from.
Oh, wow.
And I live in Nashville. And, of course, as we tour the country, we find all different kinds of cultural differences. However, and I've heard this before, we're more alike than we are different.
That's true.
And if it's one nation under God, and that's what our Pledge of Allegiance says, then thankfully God will still bless this country.
You know, and I'm glad you said that, Lee. You pointed that out, because that seems to be a recurring theme with my guests and a conversation on this talk show, is that we have more in common than we do that keeps us different. And for that small minority of difference, we're fussing and fighting and we're disunifying ourselves. And you would think that here, the United States of all entities, of this great American idea that God himself has blessed, and that John Winthrop called that shining light on a hill, that we've gotten so caught up in the things that matter so little and have forgotten the things that really bring us together and hold us together. This is why God's word's so important in what you're doing with God Bless the USA Bible.
Well, most of that I blame the media for to split us apart. I know there's politics, and the part that I really dislike is most people in politics are struggling for power. If they want real power, they should turn to Jesus Christ, and you'll find out where the power is.
Well, the Bible is already sold. I mean, it has sold tens of thousands of copies, and you can go to this website. Lee Greenwood's going to repeat it again, tell you how you can get your hands on the Bible. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Lee Greenwood, thank you so much. You are such a blessing. I want you to know this. You know, from this radio show and our audience, you have blessed us so richly over the years. You know, your heart of patriotism, the love of country, the love of God, and of course, it's really enunciated in this new venture, God Bless the USA Bible. So tell them how they can get their hands on it, if you would, as we wrap things up.
Thank you once again, Bill. Yes, you go to GodBlessTheUSABible.com and order your leather-bound, beautifully bound Bible with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Pledge of Allegiance in the back of the Bible. Or you can go to LeeGreenwood.com. And you can also find a link there as well. And, of course, if you're a listener to Christian Worldview with Bill Martinez, you're in the right place. God bless you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says,